At the moment, during the lockdown, we may have less opportunity to exercise in the ways that we usually would. We have less freedom to go outside, be outdoors. Gyms are closed. And as Buddhists, perhaps this gives us an opportunity to focus on the practice of prostrations more. As Buddhists, we're encouraged to take this as one of our primary forms of exercise. Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche is always encouraging us as his students to lead a balanced life. Of course, we emphasize meditation and wisdom to look after our spiritual well-being. But he always encourages us to look after our physical well-being through a good diet and regular exercise. Now, the practice of prostrations is a wonderful physical exercise that is also an incredibly meaningful spiritual practice. We can use the practice of prostration to purify our negative karma, and we can use our practice of purification as an act of kindness to help purify the negative karma of others. So it may be that we know quite well the physical action of purification, and we enjoy that. And we may regularly engage in the Sutra of the Three Superior Heaps, where we prostrate to the 35 confession Buddhas. But if we're not familiar with the commentary to that practice that we can find in Venerable Geshe-la's book, The Bodhisattva Vow, we may not fully appreciate how we can use the practice of prostration to benefit others, how we can use the practice of prostration as an act of compassion. And right now, perhaps we ourselves are relatively safe, in good health, but we will be very aware that there are many people who are suffering, many people who are in dire straits, in intensive care wards and so forth. And we might be looking for different ways we can help them through the power of our prayers, through our spiritual practice. So if we are inclined to engage in prostrations, we can augment our practice. We can focus it very much as an act of compassion by adding a simple visualization when we do our practice of the Sutra of the Three Superior Heaps. So Venerable Geshe-la explains that there is a special method. He says, at our heart, we visualize all the potentials of our negative actions in the form of a black letter PAM. And we can find a drawing of this letter in the appendices of the book, The Bodhisattva Vow. We then imagine that the negative karma of all other living beings gathers in the aspect of smoke and dissolves into the PAM. And we think that the PAM has become the essence of all our own and others' negativity. So we imagine that through our prostration practices, we are going to purify all the negative karma of all living beings. And if we like, we can focus in particular on those who are experiencing acute sickness and are in great danger. Having engaged in our purification practice, we imagine that white wisdom lights and nectars descend from the hearts of all the 35 Buddhas and enter our body through our crown. When they reach the Pam, they completely destroy it, just as a light destroys darkness as soon as it is switched on. We firmly believe that all our negative karma created since beginningless time has been purified. The wisdom lights pervade our body and mind, increasing our lifespan, our good fortune, our physical and mental power, and our Dharma realizations. And in exactly the same way, having completely destroyed this PAM, the essence of all our own and others' negative karma, we can feel we have purified all their negative karma. So this is like a way of combining the meditation on taking, where we wish to free others from suffering by drawing it into our heart where it destroys our self-cherishing. So we draw all the negative karma of all living beings into the PAM at our heart. Having engaged in prostrations, the blessings of the 35 confession Buddhas purify, remove, destroy all this negative karma. This is a practice we can do every day, but it's also a practice we can do in particular if someone passes away, to help them travel through the death process to their next life without being burdened by the weight of any negative karma from this or previous lives. If you'd like to, if you're inclined to engage in this practice, I think you'll find it deeply meaningful and incredibly beneficial to others.